Return of the Redneck Jedi, Episode 2.
Hey, Green Lady. You're looking better than most of the scum and villainy around here.
Gee, thanks.
Look, I was thinking, how about me and you blow this popsicle stand and find us a cozy place to go talk? Perhaps, you can check out my lightsaber.
Look, really, I'm not interested.
Oh, I think you are. You will come to my place.
I don't think so.
You will come to my place.
Stop waving your hand in my face.
You will come to my place.
Look, maybe this will help you understand.
Oh.
Idiot.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Welcome to Technorama, the show that was driven by a little old lady on Sundays to church.
Watch out!
This is a show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. This is show number 118 for June 19th, 2006. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. If you're a returning listener, kindly escort the newbies to the front.
And the tip jar.
Well, yeah, that would help. I am your host, Chuck Tomasi, and with me is the man who knows all things backwards.
Yeah, Chuck Tomasi's the devil.
It's Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm okay, man. I've been in the woods. I'm coming back to civilization, the internet, and all my email.
Check for text. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, in my email?
Coming up in tonight's show, we've got a geeky way to watch the World Cup for all you soccer fans out there, or football if you're non-US. We've also got an old calculator from Charles Stell, and tons of listener feedback to mix into the show.
Oh yeah.
Sit back, take a drink, shove those earbuds a little further into your head. Not that far.
Not that far.
And we'll be right back after we do the On This Day in Tech History dance.
Now that hurts. I'm thinking about you now.
On this day in tech history for June 19th, 2006. This is June 19th. It's the 170th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are just 195 days remaining in 2006. It was on this date in 1846 that the first baseball game under recognizable modern rules is played in Hoboken, New Jersey, United States. And the 8-hour work day is established in the U.S. on this date in 1912. How many of you actually work 8 hours? And it was 72 years ago today, the Communications Act of 1934 establishes the U.S. Federal Communications Commission, better known as the FCC. On this date in 1949, NASCAR sanctions the first strictly stock car race, which is to evolve into the modern Nextel Cup. Jim Roper won the first event. And 36 years ago today, the Patent Cooperation Treaty, or PCT, is signed. Happy birthday goes out on this date in 1623 to French mathematician and philosopher Blaise Pascal. And another French mathematician and logician, born on this date in 1771, Joseph Jargon. Happy birthday on this date in 1846 to Antonio Abetti, the Italian astronomer. And Peter Ulf Petersen, the Danish engineer and physicist, was born on this date in 1874. English chemist and Nobel Prize winner Cyril Norman Hinshelwood was born on this date in 1897. And the American chemist and Nobel Prize winner Paul Florey was born on this date in 1910. And finally, happy birthday to Aage Niels Bohr, the Danish physicist who turns 84 today. And that's the way it was on this day in tech history for June 19th, 2006.
This is Daryl Shando with the Blind Access Journal from Tempe, Arizona, and you are listening to Chuck and Craig on Chuck Chat Technorama.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey.
We should actually check and make sure that some of these people are still doing their podcasts.
Yeah, we are promoting people who don't exist anymore.
Yeah, 20 years later. Hey, this is so-and-so from so-and-so. Oh, well, they quit doing their podcast about 15 years ago.
Hey, Patrick Norton's still doing digital lifespan TV, whatever it was called.
No, he's in the home for podcast retirees now.
All right, should we start the listener feedback? You had a story first, didn't you?
Yes, I've got several stories. You know, yeah. I just mentioned a minute ago that I went camping, right?
That's campy?
Camping. Campy.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so we get to the campsite. This is in the Blue Ridge, this, the mountains up here near North Carolina. And we set up camp, or actually, I'm sorry, we went in the office to set up, or to pay for everything. And there's a couple of dogs in there, and my son wants to rent one. Okay, that's he wanted to rent a dog. It's like we just left our own too. Anyway, so when the woman was let my son play with the puppy, she walked by her computer, and I heard. I was like, "Oh, what'd she do?" It was on the floor, you know. Well, she had hit her leg on the CD-ROM door. And, of course, it was sitting at about 45 degrees. It's like, this don't look good. So, anyway, a little bit later, set up camp. And what's the first thing I do? I went and fixed her computer.
Oh, that's a nice thing to do while you're out getting away from it all.
Yeah. Well, I kept thinking, well, you know, it'll take me about 20 minutes. And, you know, I hated that she broke her drive. So, I went up there. I, you know, fixed her CD-ROM, or it was actually a DVD drive. But I fixed it, took it all apart, and fixed the tray back in. So that was it. Then it was like a goodwill weekend for me because a little bit later we're relaxing at the tent, and then this girl comes in and she's trying to set up her tent that was probably purchased in 1970. I mean, I was like, I'm surprised it wasn't canvas.
Hey, I had a canvas one for a long time. What are you talking about? Yeah,
but anyway, this had, you know, the aluminum poles were on the outside and everything, so I went over there and helped her do that. And so it's just been one thing after another. It seems like I've been helping everybody.
Did you, like, barter for free campsite time or something?
With the computer thing?
Yeah.
Nah, I thought about it. You know, and I sat there and said, well, can I get a bundle of wood for firewood? And she still charged me $4. I was like...
Well, say, good. The bill for consulting fee for your computer is in the mail, $50. Yeah. That's half rate.
I was like, yeah, normally I'd charge $65 for something simple as this.
Plus travel.
Yeah, plus travel. Yeah, it's a long way from Rock Hill to come up here and fix a CD-ROM. But we had a good time. It was a lot of fun. Got to sleep right on the river.
So. Did you watch the latest Strong Bad cartoon?
ISP. Which one?
ISP.
No, I don't think I saw that one.
Strong Bad calls up the tech support for his internet service provider, and Homestar is on the other end. He goes, "Ma'am, please calm down. Your CD-ROM tray is not a cup holder. I cannot help you clear your browser cache. I am not in India." He just had these canned answers that he spits out before anything ever happens.
Not in India. That's pretty fun. There's some good stuff. I love the little intro and the outro on this thing, you know, where it shows the menu.
They change it up. iPod. Yep. And if you get a teen girl squad, it goes click, 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 click.
Yeah, it was like, nope. It's written on notebook paper.
All right, we got a lot of email. Let's get into it.
Okay, incoming chopper, no wounded. Just mail for a few luckies.
And we're the luckies. First one's from Steve Cody regarding virtual desktops. He says, Craig, On Technorama recently, you commented about accidentally minimizing the show notes and how you were used to the virtual desktops in Linux. I personally use Fedora for my desktop at home and find it difficult to live without my six virtual desktops.
Six.
Anyway, Microsoft offers virtual desktop capabilities for XP and the Virtual Desktop Manager available on the PowerToys page. It's free to download and pretty cool. You can find it here at wibblywobblystuffpowertoys.mspx. I'm not going to give the
complicated URL.
Check the show notes.
Yeah.
If the URL didn't make it for some reason, just go to Microsoft's site and search for PowerToys. Look on the page for the Virtual Desktop Manager and try it out. I love it and use it at home and work. It's very much like what I have in KDE. There are some other useful tools in there as well. Enjoy, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. Hey, you know, I have downloaded that before. I like it okay. It just feels tacked on. Have you used it, Chuck?
I used it in 2000, I think.
I think I used it the first time when it came out. Like, you know, they said, oh, by the way, here are the XP Power Toys, you know. So I went and downloaded it, and it was pretty cool. Just seemed a little tacked on, but it's probably a little bit better now. I just have not installed it in a long time, so
we'll have to take a look and give an eval and give our professional opinions of it.
Sure, I got a professional opinion about. Never mind.
Second one's from Yorga. He says, cell phone, this is in regards to cell phone location. We were talking about how you can find someone else's location. It's not GPS. It's actually triangulation between three antennas. That was his feedback.
That's accurate. You're talking about when I was talking about GPS?
Yeah, when we were talking about how you can locate somebody on their cell phone.
No, I'm telling you, a lot of the new phones have GPS on it.
Yeah, but a lot of them are still triangulating between antennas.
Oh, yes. I'm just saying any new phone that you get out now does come with GPS, not user-usable. It's more like, it's only good for the phone and like the emergency service. But some of those phones also run, you can run Java applets on them, and they will read that data, and you can upload it to you. I think it's at Mogolo or see if I can find it. But yeah, I know, and that's how you do triangulate a phone, as by the towers. And I know that some people were trying to do content delivery by where you were for restaurants and stuff, and they were doing triangulation or trying to do triangulation to figure out where you're at. And was it like the movie The Net or something like that, where they're locating her and they're showing the towers and they're trying to, or any movie where they're trying to triangulate them with the cell towers? Yeah.
Movies always make things look a lot more high-tech than they really are.
Yeah.
Only us geeks know the real story and go,
hey, yeah.
Your and PDA's you know, upside down.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of which, I watched Firewall.
Yeah. How was
Correct me if I'm not wrong. Now, I know there's been a story out there in the past when the movie came out about the what program that Harrison Ford was looking at, and I could swear, I'd almost put money down, at the end of the movie, he looked at it, and it looked like Ethereal.
Ethereal. Wireshark.
Wireshark now. That's why I hate that. That stupid
name. It's easier to say.
Ethereal. 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 Anyway, Wireshark. Anyway, that's exactly what it looked like with the stats going in the background. It's pretty cool. So if anybody knows that, tell me.
E3, isn't that a trade show?
Shut up.
Next one's from Michael, a.k.a. Stingray, in the chat room, who happens to be in the chat room right now. This is regarding the Nintendo Wii, which we also talked about not too long ago. Dear Chuck and Craig, thank you very much. Finally, the Nintendo Wii has been mentioned on this podcast. I guess we've been a little lax in some areas.
Wee-wee.
People want to hear about stuff. You got to speak up about it. We'll see what we can do. I have been dreaming of that day. Wow, I'd get new dreams. As for the Nintendo's upcoming bundle of joy, you will no longer need your emulators, Craig. The Nintendo Wii will, in fact, have a plethora of old games and new games alike for you to download for as little as $1. The classic games that were on original NES, however, it will be available for download for free, along with games to download. Nintendo will also be offering free internet access to play games across the web for however long you want. But along with the free internet access, you may wake up one morning to find new additions to your favorite games. With Nintendo's 24-hour access capabilities, they can update stages in the game, add characters, and so forth. Wow, sounds like Microsoft's update service.
Yeah.
Did I ask for this?
We're not tracking you, we promise.
Did I ask for this? Now I'm a huge Nintendo fanboy, so I'll say it now. Happy 20th birthday, Mario. Ever since the original Donkey Kong, Nintendo has shown the video game industry how to make great games. And, on a few closing notes, Chuck, the game your brother played like mad, actually it was my nephew, but was Super Mario World, which was recently released on the Game Boy Advance as Super Mario Advance 2. And Craig, if you are interested in the Nintendo Wii, I strongly suggest that you look into Nintendo DS, the new lighter, brighter, smaller version of the DS. Oh, excuse me, DS Lite, has recently come out, and with great games such as Nintendogs, Tetris DS, and Mario Kart, there's no way you'll regret your purchase.
I know. And you know what? I'm looking forward to the Wii because, like I said, the controller looks like it'll be fun to play games with.
Yeah.
And I think there would be a lot more games for the Wii that me and my son can play, you know, than like, you know, on like the Xbox, they're either really, you know, they're
really violent and, yeah.
Violent. Yeah, there's no kids' games for the Xbox. And it's kind of stupid. I don't know why they wouldn't do something like that. But anyway, some of the even the old, and you just sold me right there because I've never really played a lot of the older Nintendo games. But I think that's awesome to be able to download a lot of the free ones, or the old ones, because I'm, you know, I like older games, and I think it'd be a lot of fun, and he'd enjoy it.
Oh yeah, get him started on the older stuff first. It's a good way to train, you know, the hand eye coordination. Then yeah. Go for the first person shooters.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, you know, I mentioned this when I was talking about my camping. There, they had a game room. I was like, oh cool, let's go check it out. So I took him up there, and they have like, no, it's cool. They had a pinball machine.
Oh, okay.
They had a Mario Brothers, not Mario Brothers, but the Versus Mario World, the Super Mario World. They had a Pac-Man and a Miss Pac-Man. And when my son liked the pinball, which I thought was a lot of fun, so we sat there and played some pinball games. And I took a few pictures. I'll post it up there. It's just a little shed with his games in there, and it was kind of neat to see him sitting in there and playing
the game shack.
Yeah, the game. If you see a faded sign on the side.
Sam's 15 miles to the game. Oh, boy. Okay, we got to take a break right there. Hold on.
We got a schlug of them, to say the least, yes.
A schlug? Is that a metric
schlug? A schlug. It's a metric schlug.
I'm free. I'm open.
Oh, damn. Oh, I love turducken. I've done turducken for 2 years now. I don't remember what those are. How do we get on food? Is this the Food Network?
We can stretch anything into Technorama.
I know. Chuck is losing it. He needs vacation time.
Let's promote him to manager! You keep talking, I'll keep listening.
Well, there goes that.
This is Kevin Rose from Dignation, and you're listening to Chuck and Craig of Technorama.
Go. Go where?
Go to the bathroom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, speaking of our bathroom tech, which Chuck so eloquently decided to throw out there for everybody.
Great thread. I love the discussions that have been going on around this.
Oh, yeah. Well, Michelle Lopez wrote in, and she says, missed a live feed, but I figured I'd add my own 2 cents. I love my Palm TX and bring it everywhere. I can listen to my podcast or read books in the bathroom. And since it has Wi-Fi, I figured I'd send you an email from there. Ooh. Love the show. Keep up the great work.
Wash your hands before every email.
That's what I was just thinking.
We also got one from Yorga. What tech do you bring to the bathroom? He says, my PDA, with a smiley face. Number one, I surf the net while on the toilet. I'm weird, sorry. Well, no, actually... Number two, I listen to music with external speakers. Hmm. All of a sudden, they hear sound coming out of those
what about the
PDA
bathroom
speakers.
What's he doing in there?
That damn kid. What's he doing in that bathroom?
And number three, the typical games. Thank you, Yorga. That's an insight into every geek's life.
Around the world, everyone's opening the bathroom doors to expose the to Technorama.
Hush. We also got some feedback from Weber Baker regarding the interview with Terry Dawson. I really enjoyed
his grills, by the way.
Weber?
Yeah.
Or the Baker part. It's more of a cooker. No, it's a grill. Weber Smoker. Grills, not Weber Bakers. I really enjoyed the interview with Terry Dawson. I was a high school librarian. Sounds like a title of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
For 5 years and also taught basic computer / internet classes for adults at our public library. My oldest student was 80.
That's awesome.
Wow.
How many years was he in your class? He wanted to learn to use the internet. Craig, I heard that. You were taking a drink and almost lost it. I'm going to get you sooner or later. We're going to hear all over the microphone.
You're right.
Chuck, you owe me a new microphone. He learned to use the internet and did quite well. Most of my students had little or no computer experience, like the lady who, when I said, move your mouse around to get things on the screen, she did exactly that. Picked up the mouse and moved it around on the screen. I love this story because it brings to mind my favorite story of when Julie was about 18 months and I sat her down in front of the Macintosh with its one-button mouse, figured, perfect computer to learn the kid to use a computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I placed my hand on hers. I was teaching her cause and effect. I wanted to show if you move the mouse that the cursor moves. Up until this time, she'd been playing games like Key Smash and Baby Crush, and you know, where you just hit the keys on the keyboard and it goes ding dong beep bam, boop. Bam. Hi kids, you know. Rah. Well, this was time to learn to actually use something like coloring book, and so I said, "Here, Julie." She put her hand on the mouse, and I put my hand on hers, and I said, I pointed to the screen and I said, "Watch the arrow. When you move it left, the arrow goes left. When you move it right, the arrow goes right." So I went left, right. Took my hand off hers, and I went, "Now you try." And she goes, F right. And like, you know, things going up diagonally, but it's basically going in the right direction. I said, now watch this, Julie. Put my hand back on hers, and I said, up, down, and the cursor's going up and down the screen, and our hands are going together, up, down. I said, "Now you try, Julie." She goes, up, down, and she's smacking the mouse on the table.
Whoa.
Like, that's when I knew she was headed for higher math because I hadn't taken into account the z-axis on this whole thing.
God.
She still blows me out of the water on math.
I bet you still got the broken mouse on your shelf.
The mouse survived. I'm not sure this one that I just beat up did.
Uh-oh.
We also got a message from Thomas regarding Dragon Con. I know this is a lot of email. We'll get into some content in just a little bit. In fact, some of our content is email as well. Anyway, if you keep sending these emails, we love them. Thank you very much. It's better to have too much than not enough. And with Wednesday being the interview show, we just kind of gathered up extra this time around. So this isn't a regular occurrence if this is your first time listening.
We're like sweeping up.
Yeah, it's sweeps week here. We want you to go to the iTunes Music Store and drop us a review. Don't forget to do that.
For ValidSyntax.com. Oh, wait.
This is from Thomas regarding Dragon Con. Chuck, I'm a longtime listener and fellow podcaster. TheCommandLine.net. So we plug your show. And I'm planning on attending Dragon Con in September. Are either of you or Craig going to be there? As much as I'm looking forward to all the usual con stuff and the huge podcasting track, I'd love to meet some of the other podcasters I listen to. Let me know. I'd love to at least meet up with, or if not compare notes. I love your production quality and format. That's saying a lot. Reminds me of the good old days of the screensavers back on ZDTV before all the later nonsense. Wow, that's a very nice compliment. Wow, thanks,
it
Thomas.
Is.
Short answer? No, I'm sorry. We can't go to Dragon Con. We can only afford one personal trip a year, if that, and it's going to be
so
the podcast.
If you wish, to help us out, there's a tip jar on the front page. So we can
pay for both of our trips to Dragon Con.
Yeah,
woo! That one's even questionable because I may have a trip to the UK around that time of year as well. So, Chuck's going to be getting a lot of frequent.
You're going to the UK.
We're moving an office, and the date has been pushed back from July to September for the move.
Oh, are you going to head over and see, what's his name?
I don't know yet. I'd like to. If the opportunity comes up, I will take an extra couple of days and go down to Worthing and say hi to Richard.
Mm-hmm.
We also have one voicemail.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Hey, Chuck and Craig, this is Martin McKay calling from the Network Security Podcast. Just got through listening to your show, and I always carry my Sprint Pocket PC, I think it's a VX6700, when I go to the bathroom. Bubble Breaker makes the whole experience a little bit easier. Talk to you later.
Bubble Breaker? That just sounds wrong in a bathroom.
I'm trying to remember that. It's like a little game like Frozen Bubble or something like that. You ever seen that?
Is it like a Tetris kind of thing? Explain this to me.
No, it's like you have different colored bubbles all around. What do you call it? Bubble Breaker?
Yeah.
Let me pull that up real quick. The Frozen Bubble in Linux is that one where you kind of aim and when you shoot whatever color ball you have out and you try to get, hit colors that you just shot. So like if you had a yellow one, you shoot it and it hits two or more yellow ones and then they'll fall and you're trying to clear the board.
All right, you do that. I'm going to shout out to the chat room. And the birthday wish is in the chat room. We've got Country Signs, C Pro, Digital Dan, KO, Kevin, Lazy. I think that's Norb.
Kevin's Lazy?
No. Norb is Lazy. Mario, Mark Shepard, Missing Alert, Mr. Anderson, I know who that is. He's a contractor who's working for us right now.
Knock, knock.
Scafey, Stingray, Tim Elliott, and Zahadoom are all hanging out, having a good time. The transcript is moving along rapidly. We'd love to see you in there if you ever get a chance. Stop by on a Sunday or Wednesday night. Central time is convenient. I know it doesn't lend itself well to
there's a reason why we call it Eastern Standard Time, Chuck. Come on.
Oh, that was Central Stomach Time.
I'm having some stomach time.
We also have a happy birthday to wish to Steven from Wichita. He's also seen in the chat room from time to time. Is Sven603, I think it is? Can't remember. But if you want to get shouted out on our happy birthday wish, his birthday is the 19th, which is this show for the 19th. So happy birthday, Steven. If you want to get on the birthday calendar, go to our wiki under the fun and games section. There is a listener birthday calendar. We are still picking up a couple people every week. We'd love to see your name there, and we will wish you a happy birthday. And
that's right.
As this is being recorded, just so we're not delinquent in our wishes, happy Father's Day, all you parental units out there.
Yeah, half parental units.
Half parental units.
Yeah, there's the other half, and then there's the dad.
Let's do the news.
Hey, all right.
It's the news with Craig talking over it.
Hello, tonight I'm...
This isn't really tech, but it's kind of science-y. It's the oldest creature on Earth. This is 175...
And he's podcasting right now with me. His name is Chuck Tomasi.
175-year-old land tortoise. I knew these things lasted a long time, but this is a female who was born, what would that make it, about 1831? That's an incredibly long time ago in terms of, here in the U.S., we think a 100-year-old house is really old. This is a 175-year-old tortoise who was actually picked up as a teenager, I think it was, when Darwin came through the Galapagos on the Beagle. So it's like, this tortoise is old.
Yeah, it is. Looks dirty, too. They ought to clean that thing up.
Hey, you'd be looking kind of like that at 175, too.
Yeah, I probably would. You know what? If I lived to be 175, I'm not going to complain how I look.
That's true.
It's the last thing I'm going to be worried about.
How's my hair? I got lost it.
Anyway.
Hacks and Strange Stories?
Yeah, this...
Hacks and Strange Stories! We got to do the titles, dude.
Apparently.
Go on.
This is how to build a game chair with a $380 wire welder. And they lay out how to do it, but... Apparently, you got to know how to weld with a wire welder. But they have all the instructions there. It looks pretty cool. The reason I wanted to talk about this is because I had a friend that actually took, he could weld, and he made a frame similar to this. And he had an old satellite dish where it had the mesh in for the dish part. And it had these curved supports under you know, each section, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, he took those curved supports out and made arms that came down. So behind, you had a van chair mounted on this metal plate with a place for foot pedals. Then right behind the seat, he had this little bar with little joints, and the arms would come down, the curved parts. And he had a plate mounted on that with a joystick attached to it. Man, that was awesome to play like NASCAR. Or he was actually trying to get his pilot's license. So he had this at the time. He was wanting to do three screens for Microsoft, you know, flight or whatever.
So he was using this flight simulator to train for his pilot's license stuff.
Yeah, to get some extra time in.
Does it actually count? I mean, does a computer simulator?
No.
Okay.
No. He was just doing it for practice, and because it is pretty accurate. But the thing was, back then it was like a 380 megahertz CPU. I'm trying to push three screens.
Oh, nice.
Running Windows 98. It's like, oh God. Well, what kind of sound card, video card can I buy? I'm like, dude, they don't make one anymore. Or, I mean, they don't make one more powerful than the Monster card. I'm like,
I'm getting 4 frames per second.
That's about right. He could knock it down to 2 and actually be usable. It wasn't too bad. It was pretty cool. And anyway, this reminded me of that. And this, it shows that it has a breakdown on the prices and stuff. So it
starts to look like one of those security cameras from the 7-Eleven. Yeah. We do have another strange story where Jorga, our friend from Belgium, he registered for live.com. Microsoft registered this. Well, and he signed up and he said, you know, root was taken, and he found out that administrator at live.com was actually still available. Well, wow. Sort of. He wrote us an email, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, and said, "Hi, Chuck and Dad." He wrote to his dad, Leo, as well. So that was nice of him to think of me.
Not referring to you and the same person.
Right. No, yeah.
Hey, Chuck and Dad.
There's a whole bunch of jokes I could go with that, but I'm going to skip over them right now. It was nice of him to think of me in the same email as his dad, so that was very thoughtful. He said, "Today was the first day that beta testers of Live.com services could register a Live.com account. I did so, and guess what? Administrator at Live.com was still free. I wonder how long it will take before Microsoft closes this account." Then he wrote a follow-up a little later and said, "Oops, I kind of made a mistake. I did not register administrator at Live.com. I got administrator at Live.com. Well,
it's... I did that one time. You know what I did? I made a big DNS gaffe. I thought I would register this domain because at the time I had a Palm, Palm unit, and I thought I'd be cool. And I went, oh cool, PalmSoftwares.com is available. How's that possible? So I registered it without, you know, and spent the money. I was like, yeah, baby. And then when I got the confirmation email, it's like, what?
Plam Software?
Palm. I had Palm Software with an L in there. It's like, oh, crap. I was so happy to see that domain finally die on the vine.
Sell it to the guy in Tonga and have him send his spam.
Software.
instead of cyber squatting on valid domains that people are going to want, you sell them to the phishing attack people.
Yeah, right. Here's the kicker. We don't want this technology to be available to every hobbyist.
That's enough. That's quite enough, Artu.
Oh, he's messed with it. He must be the expert. So show us your editor.
Marty, we need to go back in time. 1.21 gigawatts.
Hey, I smell another intro, but here's the quote that really got me. Lipsum Aporum or whatever that is. 1.5.0.1. I don't know what's wrong with my voice. I can't work like this. I'm out of here.
Now we're in trouble.
What kind of garbage is that?
Hi, this is Dave Slusher from Evil Genius Chronicles, and you are listening to Technorama, because you're in the cool club.
Alright.
Remember when you had to burn wood or some fossil fuel to cook your food? Remember when you had one phone in your house and it was attached to the wall? Remember when computers filled a room the size of your garage? Technorama remembers.
And so does Charles Stell. He writes us about his HP 11C RPN calculator. He says, "Hello, Chuck. Anyone out there still using animals like this one? I badgered the local HP instrument rep in 1982 and got my hands on one of the first in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I still use it every day. RPN forever! Algebraic? Boo hiss." By the way, love the transporter software feature. Regards, Charles Stell. Well, Charles, I don't have an 11C, but I do have a 32S. Still in box, manual still in shrink wrap, and batteries still work.
You literally never used it.
I never used it. No. I think I tried it out. I took it out and I played with it for a little while.
$6,000 calculator and you...
No, it was free with the $500,000 worth of computers we bought from them at the time.
Better be.
Yeah. I got one and my boss got one, and oddly enough, years later, he's still my boss. This was, packing list says it was prepared on November 1st, 1989. Oh. So, if anybody needs a good reverse Polish notation calculator, I got one.
Polish notation, does that like go backwards?
They're very popular up here in Wisconsin, where a lot of the Polish people immigrated.
Okay.
Reverse Polish, so maybe I should send them back. No, never mind.
I meant no disrespect to my Polish joke. There,
my Polish friends.
And you know what? I was just thinking when I saw Charles's email, it really caught my eye because it said, "Is anyone out there still using an animal like this? I badgered," and I started laughing because that was the line that Gmail decided to show me.
"I badger. Is this a new product from Apple?"
Didn't you see Steve's keynote?
Badger, 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 badger. Then we need the eye mushroom.
It's part of the eye fruit.
The eye shirt.
That's right.
Let's jump into the media corner.
Let's go.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Hey, where can I find some good information about music and TV and videos and things?
Over here, in the media corner.
And in the media corner, you said, tell me what you just said.
Oh, I was in Blockbuster today and returning my movies, and I heard, dong. I heard that same ding. It's the same sound. They must have bought like a million of those things and distributed them around America.
As their door opener sound.
I know.
And then you kind of joking and went, "All right, where's the guy who goes,
over here in the media corner?"
Yeah, I keep looking at the counter looking for some hairy high school kid. We're over here, man.
Where can I find some good media? Our media corner clip this time comes from Clyde Jevons. I hope I said that right. About the World Cup. Now, I haven't been into soccer too much. I'll have to tell you that. Or should we call it soccer or football? What is this called? The World Cup?
Oh, football, man.
Okay.
Well,
it's football and American football. I guess we have... Well,
wherever you're at, just kind of translate that.
Okay. There you go. We're talking about the...
Soccer.
Hi, Chuck. Can't remember you mentioning it on any shows, which is great, by the way. That we didn't mention something. And I do my damnedest not to miss a single one, but I've been known to become momentarily distracted at times, so I might have just missed it if you mentioned it. That was a lot of parenthetical text, by the way. Have you seen the ASCII World Cup? It's at http://ASCII-WM.net. That's A-S-C-I.
I have not.
Have you seen these movies that have been translated into ASCII? You can watch them in text. It's like watching a really old, bad, staticky black and white television, but you can see a whole lot of detail, and a lot of the World Cup shots are wide angle, so they're showing about a quarter of the field at any one time. But when they zoom in and they show like the goalie up close or the coach up close, or the you can see the face, and it's animated in real time.
Oh, there's some really cool stuff people have been doing with. Well, ASCII's been around for longer than QuickTime.
He says, finally, the servers can get kind of bogged down, and it's only live during the matches. But it just has to be the most geeky way of watching the Footy World Cup.
Yep,
I love it.
I agree.
Cheers. Keep up the good work, Clive.
I like it.
That was a good link. So there's more World Cup coming up. I believe Thursday, the U.S. is playing Ghana. See, I have been watching. I was flipping. This is Father's Day. This means Chuck gets to sit on the couch all day, in the easy chair in my case. And I was flipping between the U.S. Open, which was like watching a train wreck in slow motion, and a couple of World Cup games. And I'm really starting to get hooked on World Cup action. It's kind of like hockey in a way, only on a bigger field and there's no sticks.
Well, you know what I really like about soccer is when it's, and I've had this debate with a friend of mine about football players, American football, you know, as opposed to soccer, who's in better shape. I was like, look, these guys are running for 90 minutes straight with little or no breaks.
Well, there's a halftime.
And soccer?
Yeah.
There's not.
45 minutes. There was a halftime show.
There was a halftime show?
Yeah.
It might be now.
And I was thinking the same thing, and I watched, and they're not always running back and forth. A lot of them, if they're on the far end of the field, they stay on the far end of the field to defend their position, and they run a lot, but they're not running constantly. It's kind of like
basketball.
But they're
always doing something is what I'm saying. They are doing, for 90 minutes they are.
Yeah.
There's no halftime. That's American football, man. Hey, you know what's funny? You ever been to a professional football game?
We're geeks. We don't know sport.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a professional, like an NFL game?
Yeah. I've been to the Green Bay Packers a few times.
You know what's funny is when you're, you would know, is when you're watching the game live there in the stadium, and the first couple times you ever notice, they're like, what are they standing around for? Oh, commercial break?
Yeah, because when you're watching on TV, you go, what are they doing at this point? Well,
for the longest time, I never thought about it until I'm at the game, and I was like, well, they're standing around. They're like talking. Hey, man, how's your
kids? Now they run commercials on the Jumbotron. You know, you see things for like your local bank and car dealership and stuff.
Yeah, but anyway, I have all the respect for soccer players. I like soccer.
Oh, me
football,
too.
Whatever you want to call it. The game, man. It's not what you call it.
Finally, into the Geek Library, we've got one thing from courtesy of Jimmy Jett. I was listening to his Friday show and said, this just has to go in Technorama because it's cool. It's a library of cheat sheets, everything from World of Warcraft to Ruby on Rails, HTML, JavaScript, MySQL, you name it. There's a ton of cheat sheets in here. Mm-hmm. It is a wonderful resource site.
And you know what? In my cube, no lie, I've got this guy's cheat sheets. I've got the CSS, and I really don't need the PHP one anymore, but I got that one up there. What was the other? Oh, JavaScript. You know, because sometimes I'm like, oh, you know, I just look right there. They're in my cube. This guy's been doing some really good stuff. So,
and you can find that at ilovejackdaniels.com, which I thought was
appropriate. I love his domain.
I mean, we talked about the guy who made a computer out of the Jack Daniels bottle. I thought that was appropriate.
Yep, yeah, that's true. That's true.
We also have a ton of things in the Geek Library from Marv, because we had the Wednesday show, which we didn't have any of the regular formatted stuff. So we have double dose of Marv's goodies, including Gallery of the Hubble, Liquid Armor. Where was the one I was looking for? Scientists produce flatulence-free beans.
Why would you do that?
You'll want to go and check that out. Well, yeah, it makes marriage a lot more boring, doesn't it?
What's the fun in that? Anyway.
The game of Pull My Finger will soon be extinct.
Yeah. See?
See what?
See, they're taking away my son's childhood. So why don't you put... never mind.
Eat more sauerkraut.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if they made that gas-free, I still wouldn't eat it.
That's right.
All right, we're at the end of the show. Don't forget, we're still looking for pictures. We want you to send us photos of you, just personal, not too personal, but pictures of
clothed.
You,
I like that.
Family, for the presentation I'm doing at the Podcast Expo in September. Don't think you have to wait until September. I'm really eager to get this presentation finished up. And if you don't send me anything, I'm going to start putting in my own family pictures, because they're not going to know the difference whether we're related or not.
No!
And we're also still looking for... I'll just take pictures of strangers downtown.
All right. If we start throwing pictures in there from the 70s of his family.
Just go out on Google.
Wow, who are these people?
Don't forget, we are in a friendly competition with the other Friends in Tech. We would appreciate a review at the iTunes Music Store. So if you don't...
Yes, and feel free to review any of our member shows.
That's true.
Be sure to do ours more than once.
Do ours first, and then if you think about it.
That's right. And we have the Gmail podcast and the Ballad Syntax. And
put those at the top of your list.
You can look up the rest.
And the rest anyway. Here at Friends in Tech. We already
well, look,
did
Chuck,
singing.
I got a challenge for you tonight.
What's that?
Are you ready?
And,
I want you.
Wait, this is usually the part where I ask you to do it in a voice, isn't it?
I know.
Oh,
I know.
No. Okay.
It's reverse Jeopardy tonight. I want you to do the credits as Gilbert Gottfried.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
I can do that. Ready?
All right.
If you're looking for a way to contact us, why don't you do yourself a favor and pick up the phone? Call them on the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. It's the right thing to do. You can also send... I don't know what you're thinking. What could possibly be going through your mind if you haven't sent Chuck and Craig an email lately? Chuck at ChuckChat.com or Craig with a K-R-E-G. Is that so hard? There's also the website.
Wow, I'm really redlining this thing.
Yeah. I can see it peaking right now.
This show is a member of Friends in Tech. How many times do we have to tell you these things?
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, audio streaming is provided by Scott Reynolds. I'll let Chuck's vocal cords snap back into place. You can visit the chat room. That is provided by freenode.net. Thank you. And if you're getting the show by clicking on the link of the website, please consider subscribing and have it automatically delivered to you for free, much like your milk. No, that's not free. Drop either of us an email if you're having trouble doing that. You need some more information on how to get that done.
Don't forget to tell a friend about Technorama. We'd appreciate it. We appreciate you listening. Hey, what?
And pay a visit to our tip jar if you want more.
That's like the eighth time you mentioned the tip jar.
Hey, I like the tip jar. Go over there and see all the excitement's all about.
Thanks for listening, and as always, Craig signs out with a binary high five.
101.
Till next time, bye.
Bonjour, y'all!